The Osgood Files, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops, and safe for kids. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. How exactly does the human voice work? We use it without thinking, and yet it is a very complex mechanism. And Japanese researchers have been studying it with the help of an animal whose vocal techniques most closely resemble our own. You recognize that? The answer after this from Charlie. All right, ready for the answer? This is a gibbon at the Fukuchiyama City Zoo in northern Kyoto. Researchers at Kyoto's Primate Research Institute will tell you that the white-handed gibbon is the only primate that makes these kind of sounds. Now, why would a gibbon do this? Because these sounds are a long-distance broadcast system, and it allows the gibbons to communicate in thick jungles where you can't see but a few feet. To study similarities with human vocal production, the researchers had the gibbons do what kids sometimes do, inhale a little helium, and the result sounded like this. The experiment demonstrated that the gibbons consciously manipulate their vocal cords to form a variety of low-volume sounds the same way humans do. In fact, the researchers have concluded that the vocal mechanism of the white-handed gibbon is similar to the vocal mechanism of a human soprano. Why don't we test that? Here's the gibbon. And here is Maria Callas with her famous recording of La Traviata. Gibbon, Callas. With all due respect, I think sopranos are safe. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.